Columbia Workshop welcomes its friends from an original treatment for radio of a great legend. This unique interpretation, called Jason Was a Man, is from the pen of a Negro author, Jack Caldwell, who is making his first appearance as an author on the Columbia Workshop. The Columbia Workshop presents Jason Was a Man.
My guitar is old as for the time.
How old is that, stranger?
Oh, it's 10,000 times 999.
Imagine that. How about that, man?
Strange the tales of my guitar. Of men who many years ago lived lives so strange that you could scarce believe the wonders they performed. They was wise, strong, and great. Their lives was guided by the faith.
Faith? Who was they?
They worked for the God. They chose the railroad men charred from the second you're born until the minute you die. And in the path of life, they put the tears and the smiles that to us all must come. Mother, a daughter, father, a son. My guitar is old as father time.
Sure wish you'd tell us one of them tales, stranger. How about it, folks?
Yes, indeed.
Please, mister.
Sure, stranger, you ain't got no need to be bashful.
Well, I tell you, a long, long time ago, there was a country way over that way. Folks then wasn't called John and Bill and Sue. They had the strangest kind of names.
Men, boys, welcome. Here we is, gathered here in this beautiful city of Thessaly. What for? To point me king in place of my brother Ethan. Because Ethan loves peace, and I'm a man of war. Yes, sir!
Ethan, that no good brother of yours, Peleus, ain't nothing but a snake. Listen to him. All wrapped up with his stuff in righteousness. And done stole your throne away from you.
It ain't that you love my brother less. It's because y'all is warriors. Y'all, I know you'd be better off with a warrior on the throne instead of a peaceful man.
I told you when you let him come to our house for a visit that this place wasn't big enough for both you and him. I told you, Ethan, just as sure as you're standing there with your mouth hanging open.
Alcee, don't talk that way, honey. Ain't I'm got trouble enough now?
You always did let that no good Peleus walk all over you. I'd have to clear, Ethan, if you weren't so helpless, I'd get myself a divorce from you.
Oh, let's don't fight, honey. We ain't got time for that now.
My life with you ain't nothing but one problem after another.
I'll tell you now that I will lead you to new lands where the grass is green and the corn is tall. I know what I'm talking about, because warriors, I done seen them.
Now, we has got to leave our office, honey.
Go? Where? What are we going to do with little Jason?
You, little Jason, and me has got to get out of here fast while Peleus is out there.
I promised you, warriors, by office. That's what we got to do. You ain't never heard of a country growing while the folks is standing still.
Why did I ever get mixed up in such a conniving family? I can't get my things packed now. You know all them new hats and gowns I just
got. Oh, doggone the hats and gowns, honey. Clarence told me that Peleus was going to get rid of us and little Jason. Come on, let's get out of here now. Here comes Clarence now. You can ask him if you don't want to take me serious.
Whoa, boy, now. The horse is ready, King. Let's get.
Clarence, Ethan says that
we've got to ride immediately. The Queen Clarence safe here. That's why I brought the baby. I'll tell you all about it while we're traveling. Here we go. Come on.
I
I hear Peleus, man, with my own ears. Excuse me, King. I know he's your brother. And I hate to talk about folks behind their back. But he told the captain of the guard to be sure y'all was locked in. Because soon as he come back from the council hall, y'all was to be executed for treason.
Treason? Oh, that dirty scoundrel.
Sometimes your relatives is your worst enemies, honey.
Stop calling me honey. You call me by my name. You're always ready to apologize for your relatives.
All right, Bill. You go ahead and ride on up ahead. I want to talk with Clarence, private.
You make me sick and tired. Don't you want to talk about nothing that's going to make things any worse than what they is.
Let's stop here a minute, Clarence, and talk. Things sure look bad, huh, Clarence?
No, now don't take it too hard, King. You've got to keep a level head. There's your son Jason to think of. Look at him, he's still sleeping.
Yeah, I've been thinking about him, Clarence. You know, I think that I'm got the answer to this one.
You ever?
Can you find your way to Mount Pelion?
Yeah, King. I know the roads over that way. Went hunting there.
Well, I has a friend that lives there.
Ain't nobody live on Mount Pelion. It's too wild up there, King.
Chiron lives there.
I ain't never heard of him.
He is the wisest thing in the world, man. And he's my friend. You see this little horn here?
Sure is a little cute, huh?
He gave it to me when I was a baby. He once said that if I ever needed him, all I had to do was to come up to the mountain to where the clouds begin, blow on this little horn 3 times, and then he'd come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to take little Jason to Chiron.
You want me to take the baby up there?
I want you to take Jason to Chiron and tell him what happened. You tell him that I want him to look after Jason. Bring him up so that he'll be the answer to any man's prayer. You just tell him that. He'll know what I mean. Does you understand?
Yeah, I get you, King. Mm. But that little old horn ain't big enough to harden the sea, let alone blow. Now, of course, if you say go, I'll go. And if you say blow, I'll blow. Well, you the boss. Guess we better tell the missus, huh?
No, I'll explain to her later. You cut off here for the mountains. Travel just as fast as you can.
Yeah, sir. You want to kiss him goodbye?
So long, son. The gods will keep their eyes on you. 'Tis our cause is just. So long, Clarence. You'll find me when you get back, if we're still alive. Now go.
He rode for days, and for weeks and months, until his horse became so lean and weak he had to give him up. At times the cloud seemed near, so near and yet so far. All that while Clarence climbed, not once did Clarence see every sign of life, except grass and rocks and a forest full of trees, herbs and shrubs and berries, too. That was what they ate while Clarence climbed to keep his rendezvous. And in one day...
Well, son, here we is at last, way up here at the bottom of the clouds. Jason, you are the best baby I ever see. You know, you ain't cried once since we started out. You want me to catch a little bit of clouds for you? Okay. Now, there you is, son. I caught it right here in my hand for you. See that? It's gone that quick. You see, Jason? That stuff's so delicate, it melts right in your hand. So nice up here, I've almost forgot what we come for. Now, where's that horn at? Let's see. Oh, God, I bet I done lost that thing. It ain't my fault, because it wasn't no bigger than my little fingernail. Oh, shucks, I'm going to holler. If Chiron could hear that little bit of horn, I know he'll hear me. Chiron! All them echoes, ain't no way for him to miss you and that. I don't get no answer, though. But Jason, I hope we ain't come on no wild goose chase, son. What you doing with that horn in your hand? How'd you get that thing out of my pocket? Well, sir, now that you got it, I'm going to hold it to your lips and see if you can blow it. Come on now, son. Blow into it now, blow. Son, that sure was cute. Come on, do it again. Do it again. Jason, you are the smartest little fella I ever did see. I bet you can't do it again, though. Let me see. Come on. That's right. Now you done blown it three times, according to what your daddy said. Chiron's supposed to come when that little horn was blown three times. I declare, Jason, I hate to talk about folks behind their back, but I believe the king done sent us on a hummer. Yes, sir. He done
What's that? I can't be thunder coming traveling this way, and thunder don't do that. Jason, what you done, son?
What's that thing coming? Oh, it's a great big man riding a horse, riding him bareback, flying through the air. Son, did you see what I'm looking at? Jason, I sure wish you could talk. That ain't right what I see. Look, he's part man. He got the head and arms and the chest of a man, but his legs, he got four of them, and there's the legs of a horse. Jason, he's half man and half horse. He got a spear in his hand, and his wife's chest.
Don't be afraid. I am Chiron.
Sir, what do you say, sir?
Oh, come now. You need not be afraid of me. You summoned me.
No, sir. Little Jason there blew that little horn. Is that what called you?
Yes, my friend.
Well, you call me friend?
Of course. Who is this little boy? His name is Jason?
Yes, sir. His daddy was Aeson, king of Iolcus, before his brother Peleus stole the stone from him.
Aeson? Why, I knew him when he was a tiny baby. Did he give you the horn?
Yes, sir. He got a lot of faith in you to send his baby Jason up here so you could raise him up.
Faith is what men lack. Faith is what they really need. Don't worry. Next time you see my good friend Aeson, tell him I will raise Jason. And when he and Jason meet, there will be ways by which they will be known to each other. Okay?
Okay, Mr. Chiron.
Fine. By the way, what's your name?
I'm Clarence. I was the Grand Chancellor, but that was in the good old days, Mr. Chiron.
Well, Clarence, you'll be all right. Anything else before I go?
Well, because I ain't got no business asking you nothing like this, but I...
Like what, Clarence?
Well, Mr. Chiron, I hope you won't get mad.
Mad about what, Clarence?
Yes, Mr. Chiron, but... Would you give me a little ride on your back before you go?
Why, of course, Clarence. Here, give me your hand.
Yes, sir.
There you are. Now, hold on tight.
Gosh, Mr. Chiron, now don't go too fast now. I'm liable to fall off. I'm holding on. Is you got Jason tight?
Don't you worry about Jason. Here we go.
He had a feeling that things was rolling along too easy. So the only thing for him to do was to try to find out if the fate had plans that might upset his fate.
Is this all the credentials you got?
There's all I need. I'm from the Oracle. I told you that before.
Well, you have to wait till he gets up. How you get here anyhow?
What's going on out there?
How come a man can't sleep? Say, what's the matter with you, God? Who made an appointment for me at 11 o'clock in the morning? I ain't even had a chance to get comfortable.
Must have been the captain, Your Highness.
Dark captain. That's all I hear. Dark captain this, dark captain that. He must be bowed down with his importance. I've been wondering if I can trust him. He's ruining my staff. That's what he's doing. I'm going to purge him and every last one of them. Well, you, why don't you say something?
I come from the Oracle to tell your fortune.
Oh, that's different. I beg your pardon. God, take your hand off that man. Can't you see he's from the Oracle? Come on in. I'm so glad to see you. Up late last night, doing a little celebrating. Sit down there. Make yourself at home. Keep things on my mind. Been kind of worried.
That's why I sent for somebody to come from the Oracle, and I saw...
Divulge the course of coming events?
Yeah, that's what I want.
I ain't as good as I could have been if I hadn't had to wait so long. My powers of perception is dull.
Oh, don't get temperamental.
Well, all right, I'll do the best I can, okay? I'll put the guard incident down as another mistake. We've got quite a few of them marked down against you in the Oracle, innit?
Is he going to read my hand or tease me?
I'll just answer your question.
Well, I kind of feel scared. I can't exactly explain it. I'm scared of something, and I don't know what it is. Tell me, what is I got to be scared?
You ain't got but one thing in the world to be scared of, King. And that's a man wearing one shoe.
A man wearing one shoe? Who is he? Where is he? What's his name?
Things I hate now. Gosh, King, you made me wait so long, I'm all on edge, and I can't speak clearly.
You can't talk. Dog, come on in here.
Did you call me your magazine?
Dog, tell the general to send men out all over the country and see if they can find a man with one shoe on. And if they do, have him bring you out of me, understand?
Yes, sir, your magazine.
I guess you must have it in for me to send me a second-rate sportsman and tell her. All you can see is a man with one shoe on. Don't know his name, don't know where he is, don't know nothing.
Me a king, got to worry about a tramp. Got to even got a whole thing. These 10 men are looking and are crying and are poking all over the land. They look the longest kind of time.
This river's flooding over its banks. We can't cross now, men. We'll camp till tomorrow. Let's see that map again.
Oh, Sergeant, you done walked our legs off.
Yeah, you're in the army now.
Oh, we all done had special training. You ain't supposed to be tired. Y'all is the E-Light troop. Getting tired ain't in the book of rules and regulations. Let me look at that map. Yeah. This is Anarus River, all right. Mark right here in red ink.
Well, Sarge, what is we really looking for?
I done told you. How many times I got to tell you? You're looking for a man with one shoe on.
There he goes again. Hey, look at him. Where? Out there in the river.
Looks like a man swimming.
That looks like two people to me.
It sure is, Bart. He's swimming with one arm and holding an old woman with the other. But she's got a bundle of wood under her arm.
Yes, sir. I see it sure as I was born.
Look, he doesn't touch bottom. But he's walking.
And he's carrying the old woman is along. What a man. Let's go help.
But there's almost out of the door.
Well done, son. Well done. That was your first pass. You've come through with flying colors.
Oh, that was easy. That was just a little exercise, man. I used to catch deer and carry them on my shoulder.
Yeah, I know. You go on to our office, son. Don't be afraid of nothing. You have faith.
Jason, I tried you out by seeing if you'd swim the angry waters of the flooded animal, and you did it nobly.
Why, you ain't no old woman.
No, I'm her, the wife of Zeus. You were being tested, and I found you very brave and kind. No matter what happens to you, Jason, always act as one who has the eyes of the immortals on you. And keep your faith strong.
Yes.
Keep your faith strong.
Buddy, I saw you swimming that river. How'd you ever do it?
Where's the old lady that was with you? Look, Sarge, she's only got on one shoe.
Where's your other shoe?
Oh, I must have picked it off swimming. Why?
Well, where's the old lady?
She's gone.
Gone where?
Just gone.
Just gone, eh?
So, why do you want to know? Say, who are you all?
Just answer the question. Where are you going?
I'm going to Iolcus to pay a visit.
Where? Are you going to Iolcus?
I'll ask the question. You're going to Iolcus. You mean you was going there anyhow?
Ain't that where King Pelias is? The great noble Pelias. He's still king, ain't he?
Yeah, he's king all right. Well, we're going that way. Well, we'll all go along together.
I've been trying to find out his name, but nobody seems to know.
Yeah, he told me he wasn't going to tell his men until he sent the king here at the banquet tonight.
The whole thing is full of mystery. I ain't gonna let it spoil my appetite.
I must say you do like holes.
See, I heard that this new young man can run the fastest.
He done outrun the best. I saw him in a race a few days ago, and he left them standing there as if they were standing still.
And I heard he was just too bad with a bow and arrow, too.
I saw him use a bow and arrow and nail a fly at the distance of 50 yards.
You don't know his name?
He won't tell. I know one thing. That boy might be the answer to my prayers.
I've been praying for somebody to put that Peleus in his place. Invite us to a banquet, and he ain't showed up yet.
You forget. The king is a showman. He likes the stage to be set, so he's sure to be the star. Yeah, there he comes now, all dressed up in his Sunday gown.
Folks, sorry I was late. Had a little business to tend to. Go.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I had that fellow brought in.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I invited y'all to this banquet so you could meet my new friend. I don't know his name.
My name is Jason.
He just stole a song from Easton.
Jason, my boy. My long lost nephew.
Your long lost nephew, Uncle Peleus. Here to claim the throne that belongs to his father.
Jason, Jason. The son of Easton.
Where is Easton?
We want Easton.
No harm, but it's under Jason.
Of course no harm's coming to Jason. Ain't he my own flesh and blood? My boy, sit here on my right next to me.
Jason, I'm certainly glad you turned out to be you. I didn't know your name, but I liked you, even before I saw you. That's why I had this special banquet for you.
Very kind of you, King Peleus. I heard how kind you always been to my entire family.
The best food, the best wine, and the prettiest gals. All for you, Jason. I know you was coming. I had a dream. That's why I sent my men out to meet you. Yes, sir. I'm sure glad to see you, Jason.
You was most kind, King Peleus. I wish I could believe what you tell me.
I wouldn't lie to you, Jason. Honest, I wouldn't. Come on, let's drink it on this.
I propose as a toast to my nephew, Jason. Jason, you're going to be king just as soon as I can resign. May your days be long and happy.
Friends, I hardly know what to say. I didn't expect this kind of treatment from my uncle. But, folks, I just want to say it's good to be back here with my own people. That's where I belong.
I wish I was young and strong like you, Jason. My best days is behind me. I'd prove to my people what a grand king I'd be. If only I was younger, you know what I'd do?
No. What would you do?
I'd go to Crawford and bring back that famous golden fleece. That's what I do.
That's what we want.
Boy, there ain't no man brave enough to go for that.
The golden fleece is what I do.
You know, Peleus, Tyron told me something about the golden fleece when I was little. Now, if I remember, he said a boy and his sister flew away on a ram that had wings and a fleece of pure gold.
That's right, son.
And if you was young, King Peleus, you'd bring it back?
I sure would. I'd be the biggest hero around here you ever heard of.
King, I'll go get the golden fleece.
What? You'll bring it back here where it belongs?
That's what I said.
Will you tell these folks what you just told me?
Folks, my nephew has something to say, and it's mighty important.
People of Iolcus, I don't talk much, but I just told King Peleus that I'd bring that golden fleece back here where it belongs, to Iolcus. The sooner I start, the sooner I'll be back. So I'm leaving now to get things ready. Why, it's the goddess Hera.
You're in a bad spot, Jason. That's why I come, to help you.
Oh, I can get the golden fleece. I know I can. I'll remember everything Chiron taught me.
Julius didn't believe you returned. No one has.
But I will. And I'll bring back that golden fleece with me and prove myself to my people.
You're very determined, Jason. That's what it takes. Now, here's the tip. You'll have to have a sturdy ship and a crew of the bravest men you can find.
There's a sacred power. What's in the beam? Was shown to August in a dream. Well, that beam was put in the flower this ship for to guide our Jason when he made this trip.
So the crew's in the shanty waiting, huh, August?
Son, they're the finest bunch of youngsters I ever seen. Big, strapping, husky lads. All heroes. Did you hear that song, Jason?
Yeah, I often listen to them shipbuilders, August.
And it's true, too. She's alive, that ship, like you and me. She's the finest one I ever built.
Well, how soon can we sail?
Soon as you can pick your crew, son. Won't take long. Luck to you and your choices. They're all good.
Men, I'm glad to see so many of you, but I can't take you all. Now, those I point to, step out and give your name and who you are.
I'm Orpheus. When I sing, the trees listen, and the birds and beasts follow me.
I'm Typhus. I knows all about the sun, the wind, and the stars.
I'm Nephilius, the god of the seas, my uncle.
I'm Zeti.
I'm Calais.
We're twins. Our father is North Wind.
Thetis. Hercules.
Atlanta.
Boy, you're a gal.
It's a gal. We don't want no gal going long. Gal can't stand no trip like this.
Well, I can do anything that you can do. I challenge any one of you with bow and arrow. I'll beat any one of you in a foot race for the right to go for the golden fleece.
You're welcome to join the crew, Atlanta.
How soon can we sail, Jason?
Well, you fellas brought your stuff with you expecting to sail now, didn't
That's
you?
Right.
Yeah, we're ready.
Everybody's ready.
Well, let's go then, men. The wind is up and we sail at once to bring back the golden fleece.
The golden fleece. The golden fleece. The golden fleece. The golden fleece. The golden fleece. The golden fleece.
You know what happened after that? How Jason made the fateful trip. A voyage stranger than the wildest dreams. Never once did Jason waver. Never did his faith go. Because that's what gives the man the might to conquer the evils of the night. Such things as lies, greed, and hate. Jason got the fleece all right. Brought it back and got the thorn that was rightfully his. For he was wise and strong and great. His life was guided by his faith. Yes, his life was guided by his faith. My guitar is only for the
Columbia Workshop has just brought you Jason Was a Man, an original play for radio written by Jack Carwell and directed by Guy Della Schopper, with music by Leonard DeCore, with Joshua White and his guitar. Featured in the cast were the narrator, Samuel Gary, Helios Wardell Saunders, Clarence Eddie Green, Chiron Juano Hernandez, Jason Maurice Ellis, Alcimede Amanda Randolph, and Ethan Frank Wilson. Others in the cast were Richard Joy, Edna Mae Harris, and Leonard DePore. Next Sunday at this time, Norman Corwin returns to the workshop as writer and director to produce his own play, Radio Tremor, the first in a new series of broadcasts called 26 by Corwin. We invite you to Riverson and each week at the same time for the workshop's new series, 26 by Corwin. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.